Uyili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes, the Minhagim of the Tfilos on Tisha B'Av. Imchal Tisha B'Av, the Motzoi Shabbos, Ein Omitz Yitchasav Mincha B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av is on Sunday or it's pushed off till Sunday, you don't say Tzitchaschat Mincha, because Tisha B'Av indeed is also called a Moed, a special day. Umavdilin Balayla, B'Tfil Kishar Motzoi Shabbos. And you say Atochan Antanu in Mariv, like in any Motzoi Shabbos. V'im Shachach Milahavdil. And if you forget to do that, so then there are halachos of what to do when you forget Atochan Antanu. You don't have to repeat this one Esrei. Now, Mispalim B'Nachas, V'Derech Bechi Ke'Avelim. You daven in a mournful tone at Mariv, the Ramos says. And similarly, when you read Eicha, it's in a mournful tone. U'v'chol Eicha magbia kol yoser. At every Eicha, the beginning of each parak, you raise your voice a little louder. U'kishimagia achazem l'pasach hashiveinu. When you get to the hashiveinu, right at the end of Eicha, Omer Moso Hakal B'Kol Ram, everyone says it first, the congregation, and then the Chazan goes back and says it after Hashveinu B'Kol Ram. Oh. Sorry. And also Eicha is said in a mournful tone, B'Kriyas Eicha. U'v'chol Eicha Magbir Kol Yoser. And every new parak, when you say Eicha of a new parak, you raise your voice a little more, you get a little louder. When the Chazan gets to the pasuk right at the end of Eicha Hashiveinu, so he says it. The congregation says Hashiveinu, and then the Chazan says it, and then the Kahal says it a second time loudly. And Eicha as well is said in a slow, mournful tone. And every new parak, you say it a little louder than the previous parak. When the Chazan gets to Hashiveinu, so first the congregation says it, then the Chazan repeats it, then the Chazan says the last pasuk of Eicha, and then Hashiveinu is said again, Chozer HaKal B'Omim Hashiveinu B'Kol Ram, V'chein HaChazan, then the Kal says Hashiveinu again, followed by the Chazan. Oh, okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes that it's good, it's a minhag, it's tov, to read Eicha again in the morning, even though you don't read Eicha in shul, but it's a good idea, the Mishnah Berurah says, to read it again in the morning. Okay, Seif Beis. B'Lel Tisha B'Av Mispalim Arvis Yom Eicha V'Kinos. Okay, you say Mariv, Eicha, and Kinos. And then after the Kinos, you say Ve'ata Kadosh, U'maskum Ve'ata Kadosh, V'imchal Motzoi Shabbos, and on Motzoi Shabbos, Ein Omri V'Noam, you don't say V'Noam, if it's Motzoi Shabbos. Why don't we say V'Noam? Because the Medrash says that these psukim were said and established when the Mishkan was built. So it's not the right time, when we're commemorating the base of it is being destroyed, that we would say V'Noam. We also don't say V'yiten L'cha, because Tisha B'Av is not a time of blessing and joy, and that's what we're asking for in V'yiten L'cha. Well, the Ramah writes, U'masirin ha-parochas mifnei Aaron al shein bitzar maso. And we take the parochas off from the Aaron Kodesh. The pasuk says in Eicha bitzar maso, which means Hashem carried out his decree, but the Medrash interprets it to mean he tore his royal garments. And this refers to the parochas and the Beis HaMikdash, that Titus tore the parochas, Rachmanu Lazan, and the Beis HaMikdash. So as a symbol to that, reminding us of that, we take off the parochas. When it's Shabbos, you take off the parochas after Shabbos ends. You don't take off, in other words, you don't show any avelos on Shabbos. You wait till Shabbos is over, and then you take off the parochas before you start Mariv. Sif Gimel. Lel Tisha B'Av v'yomo yoshim beis hakneses la'aretz at tefilas mincha. At the night of Tisha B'Av and in the morning, you sit on the ground, on the floor, until mincha time. Why is that? Because it's a sign of Avegos. Avegos also sit on the floor during Shiva. Now, this is not as strict as the other five Inuyim, and that's why it doesn't have to be the whole day. It's only until Chatzos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes here that you can put a little pillow underneath to sit on if it's difficult, or on a low chair, like an Avel can do, you can sit on if it's hard to sit on the ground directly, you can sit on a pillow or a low chair. The Ramah writes, Marichim Kinos ad ma kodem chatzos. We say the kinos, the Ramah says, until slightly before chatzos, and then at the end of the siman, there was an old custom to go visit the Beis HaKvaros after davening in the morning on Tisha B'Av. And by the time they got to the Beis HaKvaros and said some tefillos there, it was ready after Chatzos, and then it would be mutter to sit on a regular chair afterwards. Also, you're not supposed to do malacha on the morning of Tisha B'Av at all. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we say the kinos kedesh lo yavo l'tos malacha, basically that we shouldn't come to do malacha. You're not supposed to do any malacha then. And nowadays, many of us don't go to visit the cemeteries on Tisha B'Av. So in many shuls nowadays, they say the kinos all the way up until Chatzos. And then they get up and then you can sit on a chair afterwards after finishing the kinos. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Ein madlikin neros balayla ki merechad lomar le'oro kinos ve'echa. You reduce the lighting in the shul on Tisha B'Av. The reason is the pasuk says b'macha shakim hoshivani. It's a pasuk in Echa. Hashem placed me in darkness. Because symbolically, we were in darkness. We lost the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, we lessen the lighting. There's also a medrash that the time of Churban Abayas, Hashem Kaviyocho asked the kings, "What do you do when you're mourning?" So the king said, "He puts the lights out." So Hashem said, "Okay, the sun and the moon are going to become dark." A pasuk in Yoel. So as a remez to that, to the Churban and the Avegos, we have less lighting now. It says there was one candle for the person reading Eicha. That's if everyone else is just listening along. If everyone else is reading along, like goes on nowadays, then everyone should have their own candle. But the lighting is reduced. The Mishnah Berurah says you have a candle for everyone. Sha'idat chak yuchalomar kinos lower, that you're able to read even though it's a little bit dark. So again, the lighting is reduced in the shul on Tisha B'Av. There's no chiyuv to reduce the lighting at home, but some have a minog to do so as well.